Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It is hard to listen to the music of Red Barat without moving, because Red Barat is built on a foundation of dance music. There's the so-called Bhangra music of the Punjab region of India and Pakistan, but also the dancey sounds of Washington, D.C.'s go-go music and New Orleans funk, and of course it's all overlaid with a bit of Brooklyn attitude. Red Barat's new album is called Bhangra Pirates, and the band is here to chase away the late winter chill with some hard-partying tunes like this one called Bangale. It's Red Barat live on Soundcheck. And is Red Barat, live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Bangale, which you'll find on their brand new album called Bhangra Pirates, which comes out on March 24th. But we're getting a chance to hear some of those songs in live performances. Great to have the members of Red Barat back with us on Soundcheck, led, as always, by Sonny Jane, who plays the dol, which is the big two-headed barrel-shaped drum. And this is an outdoor instrument, primarily, isn't it, Sonny?
It is. It's a Punjabi festival kind of folk drum. And, it's a big wooden barrel shape, as you said, and two-sided when you play it with sticks.
Mm-hmm. Two different sticks, a crook in one hand and a straight stick in the
other. Yeah, yeah. The straight one, which is called the thili, which is essentially means thin stick, is made out of bamboo. So you get a lot of retroflex out of it and a nice slap on the treble side.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the band includes two more drummers, Chris Edelton behind our drum kit, Rohan Kamani playing an assortment of drums as well. Then there's the horn section with Sonny Singh on trumpet, Jonathan Hafner on sax, Darius Jones on trombone, Stephen Duffy playing a big old vintage sousaphone, and Jonathan Goldberger on electric guitar. And Sonny, the song you just played on the record features the guitarist Delicate Steve as a guest.
That's right.
And the addition of electric guitar to what had been a kind of traditional brass band and percussion ensemble seems to have given the band more of a little rock and roll element to it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rock and roll. There's a little bit of psychedelia. Jonathan Goldberger joined the group about two and a half years ago, but when we first did a show with Delicate Steve, I think that was the first time it hit me, the percussive nature and the ability to have thick harmonic chords within a band that's just primarily brass and percussion for the last, 6 years. It just struck me, and we started moving in that direction. We had also had a piano player and keyboard player in the group, but guitar makes the most sense.
Yeah. So some of the songs on Bhangra Pirates, for people who've been following the band, they'll be familiar because there were versions of them released a couple of years ago on a record called Gaudi of Truth.
That's right.
So what was the idea in kind of revisiting so many of those songs on this new record?
Gaudi of Truth came out in 2015, and shortly thereafter we had done a radio in studio out in Seattle and got some tracks from the performance, and it was just astounding how much the music had changed with the addition of Jonathan on guitar, but also sousaphone being processed through effects, and I was processing my dol through effects. It was just a different band. Mm-hmm. And for 2 years since then, we've been traveling around playing as this ensemble, but we don't have any recordings to reflect it.
Is this combination of horns and percussion, is this what you would find in a traditional Barat? That's a wedding procession.
That is
right?
A wedding procession. You wouldn't traditionally find these instruments. You would find a sousaphone player, and honestly, you wouldn't find a dol drum in an Indian brass band. Traditionally, now they have snare drums, shakers, and bass drum players replicating all those North Indian sounds, and you'll have dol players that'll show up separately. Mm. But they're not necessarily the makeup of the Indian brass band tradition that's changed, significantly over the last 200 years. But from my experience with it in the last 30 years, I haven't necessarily seen a dol player in an Indian brass band.
Well, when you say, an Indian brass band tradition, it's originally an English brass band tradition, right?
It's originally an English brass band tradition, but also the tradition that started with Barats is North Indian melodies and rhythms being translated to these instruments that were dropped off through European colonialism and then, has a long history of migrating from traditional North Indian instruments to these European instruments.
Right. And if I describe Barat as a wedding procession, I don't want to give people the idea that this is an orderly affair.
Oh, no. No. I think anyone that's been to a South Asian wedding before can attest to you that's the funnest wedding to go to, and the Barat part of it is the funnest part. It's before the ceremony. It's a dance, it's just a dance mayhem with everyone dressed up and they're starting out the wedding and everyone is super happy and there's song and dance in a band. And then if we're the Barat band playing, we split before and the other stuff happens. So it's the it's the best wedding gig you could have.
Yeah. But now, Sonny, you grew up here in the States. How did you come to this music?
Came to it, I remember when I was 5 years old, it was my first conscious recollection of being in India and spending the summer there, and my uncle was getting married. And I remember, Indian ceremonies, there's various ceremonies involved that will last over days. And I remember falling asleep at one point at my cousin's house, waking up to just a ruckus and coming outside trying to find my mother and just being a little bit scared because there was an Indian brass band playing. My uncle was on top of a horse with my youngest cousin. Everyone is out, decked around, like just partying, and I have no idea what's going on. As a five-year-old kid, I've never seen this before. And on subsequent trips, you see these bands everywhere, whether you're in Rajasthan, Mumbai, Bangalore. You see these Bharat bands traveling around. They're almost like the territory bands of the 1930s in the States.
That's an interesting comparison.
And it still exists to this day, and it's become a huge part of that culture.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sonny Jane of the band Red Bharat. The band's new album is called Bhangra Pirates, comes out on Friday the 24th. The band is playing at Le Poisson Rouge on Thursday night the 16th to celebrate the release and to celebrate the Festival of Colors.
Yeah.
And Red Bharat here with us in the studio. You want to do the title track from the record for us?
Let's do it.
All right. Red Bharat live on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
That's the good stuff. That's Red Barat live on Soundcheck with the title track of their new album, Bhangra Pirates. And the last time you guys were here in our studio, you had just come back from playing a weird series of gigs that included Bonnaroo and the White House. Are you expected to be invited back to the White House?
You should hope that they would want the want us there, but we're not going to go. No.
No. Well, I you know, but seriously, do you you put a very diverse cast of people out on stage? Do you feel an additional kind of weight, an additional importance to putting a band like this with its rainbow of colors out in front of an audience?
Not necessarily more significant than I always have, but it's not something that is at the forefront of why this band is together. You know, I think the reason and how it reflects on what this band is changes from time to time, depending upon our society, our environment, our culture. But this band is not abnormal to me. I mean, living in New York City, growing up the way that I did, and this idea of various cultures kind of coming together and making music. Music is this universal language. This is a band that very much makes sense. You know, it's not trying to be something that it's not.
Although, to the point you just made, you know, outside forces can change the way a band is perceived. And, you know, you founded this band at a kind of apex of multiculturalism, and now that suddenly seems almost like a dirty word in some circles. Mm.
Perhaps in some circles, but I think as you said, or as you're maybe pointing with the question, it makes it that much more important.
Yeah.
So that's just reflected, though, on us. I don't necessarily feel that that's something we, per se, have to take on. What we like to take on is this idea of unity and music and bringing people together. It's always been reflected in our audiences, and that's our prime goal is to come out there and do that.
No, I was going to ask you, you know, do you see that reflected in the audience? When you look out, you know, from the stage, you're seeing kind
of... Yeah, it's varied from all ages and all ethnic backgrounds, all genders, like everything is there. And it's wonderful to feel that, to see... we were just playing in Albany, actually, a couple days ago, and there was, I don't know, maybe, what, 6 or 7-year-old girl that was dancing frenetically, reacting to our music in front of us, as Rohan was saying, with just complete abandonment. It was wonderful to see. And then next to her was probably a 50 or 60-year-old couple also doing the same thing, just letting loose. And yeah, it's beautiful to see that and be inspired by that.
Well, you know, that's a universal thing. People want to celebrate. You know, they want to party. And, you know, I was referencing in the introductions the sounds of New Orleans brass band and New Orleans funk and stuff. Of course, they have Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Brazil has Carnival. And South Asia, India and Pakistan, has its own kind of carnival celebration, right?
That's what a setup, John. We got holy. We got holy.
spelled H-O-L-I.
Yes.
That's the Festival of Colors, right?
It is, yeah. And ironically enough, holy was Monday, March 13th, and then we have our blizzard on Tuesday, March 14th. And
And then you begin your spring tour on the 16th.
On the 16th, yeah, right at LPR, and we're carrying it to 9 cities this year. It's the most expanded it's been in the 6 years it's been around, and yeah, that again is an idea of just, you know, coming together in unity and showcasing of South Asian artists and the varied kind of expressions that you have of South Asian music and art within the country.
Mm-hmm. And the song you're going to do next for us is associated with Holi, right?
Yeah, wanted to play. A very popular song, probably one of the most popular songs associated with Holi. It's called Ranga Barse, which means showering colors on you. And it comes from a 1980 movie with Amitabh Bachchan, very famous Bollywood actor. And it's a beautiful video of just colors and rhythm and Banglasi, which is something else. And it's a fun song.
Do you want to tell us what that something else is?
Banglasi is, lassi is like a yogurt drink. And they have namkeen lassi, which is a salty, peppery lassi. And then they have sweet lassi, which is sugar. And,
right, and mango.
And then they have mango lassi. Yeah, and then they have bhang lassi, also known as a special lassi, which is the marijuana derivative lassi that people drink during Ranga Barse.
All right. So just as long as we have the context for
There's
what's about
context.
To happen here. The peanut gallery is suddenly very excited here in the studio. Well, let's put the band back to work, shall we? Rang Barsi, it's a song associated with the celebration of Holi, the festival of colors, and it's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio from the band Red Bharat.
Bye. se biget you not of ali ranga parase oranga parase biget you not of ali ranga parase oranga parase biget you not of ali ranga parase oh li he oranga parase biget you not of ali ranga parase Oranga parase, bige chunara vali ranga parase. Oh, holy hey! Oranga parase, bige chunara vali.
Red Barat, live in the Soundcheck studio with Ranga Barse, a song associated with the Festival of Holi. Now, Sonny, I don't know the movie that came from, but I can only imagine that's got to be one hell of a set piece that's going on while that song is being
it is. It's,
performed.
It's outdoors, and there's colors everywhere. There's people jamming. There's hundreds of people in that video scene.
So Holi is the festival where people throw the colored powder and stuff. Is it always a springtime? Is it tied to the lunar calendar? Does it move through the year, or is it always in spring?
It's always bringing in the festival of spring. I mean, it's always bringing in spring, but the date shifts. It's not on our calendar. So I think last year was end of February. So it's always in between, like end of February into March somewhere.
Right, but it's kind of like Easter. It's always associated with that, you know, the return of warm weather after the winter and all that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's such a universal thing. You find that all through the world, you know? It's a great excuse for people to get together.
Yeah.
So now you hit the road. It's Le Poisson Rouge Thursday night, the 16th, to open this kind of northeastern tour of the Festival of Colors. And then on the 24th, the album comes out. It is called Bhangra Pirates, the latest from the dependable, the reliably dancey Red Barat. Sonny, to you and the guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.